It's Weekend Edition on 90.1 WABE. I'm Jim Burrish.
In the best of times, we're a hard sell.
That's how Mona Bennett, one of the founders of the Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition, puts it. AHARC provides many services for clients, but its needle exchange program seems to attract the most attention. WABE and Creative Loafing continue our series on local nonprofits called The Heavy Lift, with a look at what could be the state's most stigmatized nonprofit. Used to be an IV drug user could walk up with 700 dirty needles, deposit them into one of these red biohazard tubs the size of a dorm room refrigerator, and leave with 700 clean ones. Not anymore, says Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition Outreach Coordinator Verna Gaines.
We're on what we call a syringe diet because we are low on funding when it comes to syringes.
Last year, AHARC made do with a $320,000 budget. This year, it's down to $120,000, thanks partly to cuts in state funding. And when you add in the stigma of IV drug use, well, donors become scarce.
We don't have but a few bags. That's all we got is a few.
Let me go grab some.
We need
neither finances nor the fact that what they're doing is illegal in Georgia have stopped this small team from their work. Police just seem to turn their heads when they drive by. And that's why every Wednesday and Saturday, they go through the same routine. Tote food, drinks, and drug injection kits known as the Works out of this unmarked Northwest Atlanta duplex into a rickety Winnebago. It's just a 30-second drive to the corner of James P. Brawley and Cameron Alexander, where they park the RV. This infamous corner in the English Avenue neighborhood is known as the Bluff. It's what AHARC calls the South's biggest open-air heroin market. And the line is already formed.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. You all right?
9234.
Claude, we're only using his first name, steps onto the RV. He turns in 15 used needles and walks away with 20.
They come out and help them. They know I get my works, my needles and stuff. And they give me my cotton balls, alcohol pads, whatever I need to do what I need to do.
Claude shoots cocaine or heroin or the two together, called a speedball. Pretty easy to get out.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Easy, real easy. Yeah, every corner. Woman or either man, it don't matter.
One argument against needle exchanges and the spirit behind Georgia's decades-old anti-paraphernalia law is they promote IV drug use. They enable addicts like Claude. But outreach coordinator Verna Gaines says people will use drugs no matter what barriers are in place. So clean needles are a proven way to reduce harm, to reduce HIV transmission rates. And that alone is why you have to, in her words, meet addicts where they are.
We never understand the reason why people use. And they do get clean. And they become doctors. They become lawyers. They become parents. They become reporters.
On this Wednesday, there's at least one success story, or the potential for one. Beverly, a middle-aged woman high on heroin, as evidenced through her slow draw and glassy eyes, tells Gaines,
"You know, you tell me when I'm ready and you know, just call yourself."
She's gone through treatment before.
Twice before and got me into recovery.
Can I help you again? So, are you ready? I'm ready, okay?
Beverly leaves with her clean needles, and to Gaines, this is what her job is really all about. Small victories. Even so, she worries how long AHARC can keep its doors open. The nonprofit has just enough funding to get it through the end of the year. Jim Burris, WABE News. And Creative Loafing's Joff Davis has put together a really nice audio slideshow. You can find that on our website at wabe.org. Also, check out this week's edition of Creative Loafing for a long-form piece on the Atlanta Harm Reduction Coalition. This is WABE News.